You will hear discussion between a tutor and her students regarding an assignment.
Okay, so just to clarify, the next assignment is a marketing presentation. The brief is very specific. You need to choose a product or service from your country and market it to a UK-based promotions company. So think of something you normally buy back home that you can't get here in the UK. It could be something with a design that is unique to your culture. It could be made in your country or just sold there. It should be something that would appeal to British consumers and be sufficiently different from things that are already available here. So, for example, there are already many types of soft drink available here. So if you want to introduce a soft drink, it has to stand out from others you can buy. It has to have a unique selling point, or USP.
So do you mean it's okay to do a drink as long as it is not the same as the others that you can buy here? So perhaps a healthier version with less sugar or different flavours?
Yes, that's the kind of thing. But you've got to market your product in terms of the four P's. Can you remember what they are, David?
Product, place, price, and I can't remember the other one. Sorry.
Promotion.
That's right. So what do you think you would need to cover under promotion?
I suppose that means how you would advertise it.
Well, yes, advertising is part of it. What else could it include? Mariam?
What about things like introductory discounts? Buy one, get one free. That kind of thing. Hold on, though. Wouldn't that come under price?
There is some overlap between the different parts of the marketing mix, it's true. Some of the ways you might promote your product include offering it at a lower price initially, and then once the customer gets a taste for it, to increase it to whatever price you've decided on.
You said we could market a product or a service. I'm not sure what kind of service you mean. Can you give us an example?
Yes, I agree. It's a bit trickier and most students will probably choose to focus on a product. But in the past, some students have done services. Last year, for example, there was a student from China who introduced a service to Feng Shui people's homes. It's a way of arranging your living or working space to be in harmony with the natural elements. It also involves reducing clutter to allow the qi or life force to flow. She offered a service to come to people's houses and advise them on where different pieces of furniture should be. It tapped into the interest people here have in all things Eastern. It's actually quite popular now.
Since I've been here, I found that British people have very different tastes from people in my country. For example, they don't really like spicy food or things which would be considered exotic. I mean, some people are vegetarian or vegan, but those who do eat meat only use a limited range of meats. I mean, they're not very adventurous. So, do you think we should play it safe and avoid things like fish head sauce, which is very popular in China, but I can't see most of my British friends appreciating?
That's a great question, David. It is all about the marketing, isn't it? You are trying to introduce something new, not give them something they already have. If you think of something they know they like, it'll be very similar to the products on the market. The aim of this presentation is to launch a new product or service to the UK market. So I'd say something British people are not used to could be successful with the right marketing.
I was thinking of making some kind of beauty product. Would that work, do you think?
It could work, as long as it's different from other products here. As you know, there are all kinds of creams and lotions in the shops here. What did you have in mind?
Actually, it's more of a range of products. They have skincare products like cleansers and moisturizers, as well as products for the hair like shampoos and conditioners. It's all natural and comes in a wide variety of fragrances.
It sounds really nice. And people do buy a lot of skin and hair care products. But I don't think the promotions company will go for a whole range. It's too risky. So it would probably be better to focus on just one product. But do you think there is just one product that stands out from the other brands already available?
Well, not really. I'll have a think and come up with something else.